And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 14th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Astrid Lindgren, born in Vimmerby, Sweden, 1907, grew up on a farm in southern Sweden. One day, her daughter Karin was sick in bed, so the mother started telling her stories about a strong, spunky girl who makes fun of adults, gets by just fine without a family. And that girl was Pippi Longstocking. She had a pet monkey, magical powers, bright red pigtails. The story was published in Sweden as Pippi Långstrumpa in 1945. It's the birthday of William Steig, born New York City, 1907. The New Yorker bought his first cartoon when he was just 23 years old. He collected them in many books, including Small Fry, Spinky Sulks, Our Miserable Life. It was only late in his life that William Steig began writing books for children. And in 1990, he wrote Shrek, about a green ogre. The name Shrek means fear in Yiddish. He has nightmares about fields of flowers and happy children who keep hugging and kissing him. Eventually, Shrek meets an ugly princess. They fall instantly in love. And the book ends with the line, "And they lived horribly ever after, scaring the socks off all who fell afoul of them." And it's the birthday of Claude Monet, born in Paris, 1840, who, along with his friend Auguste Renoir, took their canvases outside to paint directly from nature, working as quickly as they could, so their paintings looked like sketches, and that sketchy style became known as Impressionism. In the last 30 years of his life, Monet painted almost nothing but the water lilies in his garden at Giverny, 4 acres where he built the bridges, dug the lake, selected all the flowers and plants himself. Monet, who said, "I am following nature without being able to grasp her. I perhaps owe having become a painter to flowers." Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, "Remnants Still Visible." Robins migrate, all school children learn, but here on the Cape, every winter a flock forms and stays long, frigid months after their compatriots have flown south. They live deep in the woods on hips and berries, weazened by cold. Sometimes they appear here among the feeder birds, one or two almost outcasts. Off Alaska, when humpback whales leave in fall as the waters freeze and the world turns white, heading from mating grounds off Hawaii and Mexico, certain whales remain. What makes a creature stay when almost all of its kind have moved on? In burned-out areas of Detroit, you'll notice one house still wears curtains, a bike locked to the porch. Sometimes in the suburbs, among tract houses with carpets of grass, one farmhouse lurks, maybe even with a barn. I imagine its owner, gray and stubborn, still growing the best tomatoes for miles, refusing to plant inedible grass, fighting neighbors about her chickens, a rooster who crows at 4, her clothesline a flag of defiance. Poem by Marge Piercy, "Remnants Still Visible," from Made in Detroit, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for small business, including color copies, presentations, and custom holiday cards. More in stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.